Rova District 208 wrapping up their school year. In fact, they're all done tomorrow already. Graduation happened over the weekend, and joining us to talk about the school year and what's upcoming, District 208 Superintendent Joe Thornbridger. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Morning.
it's early, right? Well, you've already been at work for a while, so. Yeah, well, you know, we were just talking off the air about the winter and the craziness and the toll it took on, you know, not only you as an administrator making that decision or those decisions multiple times and being out and checking the roads, but, you know, physically, mentally, teachers, students, because teachers, I mean, you want to get into routine, you want to get the students into routine. Well, then you finally get back for a day or two, and then, you know, you got, especially with the young students, well, what time are we getting out today? You know, early. So it was not easy on anybody involved, parents as well.
Yeah, just routine was not an option during the winter, and the routine would be, hey, we're going to come to school, and then we're going to talk about when we're early dismissing, or okay, we're not going to have this day, which means we got to flip this schedule and go back and forth. And I think one of the things that took the most toll on me was the fact that, you know, I usually was on the road by 3. Rova School District's 183 square miles, and to catch all of it, I have to move a lot. And I lean on my transportation director and our local township supervisors a lot, and got some guys at the county that I talk to. But, you know, we had a day where all of us around this area were ready to go to school at 5:30. And at 5:45, the roads were impassable.
Yeah, here comes the ice.
Yeah. So I think it's just things like that that just, I mean, really just sucked the life out of us as time progressed. And when the sun came out and it got warmer, my office staff said, man, you're in such a better mood than you were 2 months ago. So, yeah, this has been, from that perspective, been a pretty rough school year. But, yeah, Rova's out tomorrow. We started a week early and made up some days through e-learning, and tomorrow is it. Our kids are out at 1:45, and
well,
summer begins.
Talk about the e-learning and what that entails.
So, basically, we piloted an idea of how we could give instruction through basically a tech day. So we had some days in our calendar that we were supposed to be out for break, sat down and talked with our teachers and union representatives about how we can try to make up some time to help educate our kids in a way that we may not be able to do if we're on break, obviously. So, you know, a lot of our stuff at the junior high school level is on computer anyway. And we have some students that don't have those capabilities, but we were able to find alternative things to help them out. And then at the elementary, we basically, and I say we, my teachers and Carrie Dan and her staff came up with basically like a matrix, and it was broken into subject areas, and kids got to choose 2 items out of a list of 4. So if it was something that may be techie and you didn't have tech at home, you could choose 2 other options that weren't. So kids had the ability to choose something, and it gives kids the choice of how they're going to complete a task, which is something I think that our kids need all the time in our schools.
Well, and contrary to popular belief, I mean, the teachers want to be teaching. That's what they're hired to do. That's what they want to do. But there's also that fine line as an administrator and teachers, like, okay, we're here, and you know, the state sets a certain number of days for a reason. You have to get all this curriculum in, but there comes a point. It's like, okay, well, but do we want to be going till, you know, the next school year starts, or do we? What do we do to get in and feel that our kids have been well educated, and, you know, without having to make up 6,000 days that we were off?
Well, and that was a conversation we had. You know, if we would have made up all of our days without taking the e-learning days, and we kept that, I think we would have been in school till June 10th. Jeez. I think we had some more days out than everyone else, and I go back to some of our roads and the conditions they were in, and as I tell people, it's not what I can do with a bus at 9 o'clock. It's what I can do with a bus at 5:30. So, and we got kiddos driving from all corners of our district, and I just don't want them out in it, and that's why I go out at 3 so they don't have to.
Yeah. Joe Thornbridger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about some of the highlights from this, especially the, I know we talked to you beginning of the year, mid-year, talk about some of the highlights from the, once we got past all that, all those cancellations and you finally got the kids back in class, talk about some of the highlights of this half of the year.
I mean, we've had some, this year's been, I mean, from academics and some of those things have been really good. And one of the things that we're really excited about, and I've talked about here before, is our chemistry lab and the new chem lab coming in. And, you know, once everyone kind of has this belief that once school ends, it all stops. Once school's out tomorrow, we got a crew coming in on Tuesday to just demo the chem lab. So we're moving things out today. We're trying to get finals done. We're trying to get everything going. So on Tuesday, we can have a company come in and start wrecking out our chem lab, taking it back to studs. So I'm really excited about that. Just will be an incredible positive thing for our school and our community and supporters, and the Robo Polk Schools Foundation made that happen. No, there is no money that's going in this chem lab that is from the school district. It was all raised by the Robo Polk Schools Foundation, a donation there, and alumni. So really excited about that. You know, we had some things in the last 4 years come about because of students. So this senior class we had some students that came in as freshmen and said, hey, I want to be able to build something. I want to be able to start or work on an automobile. So from that, we scrapped together and got to give credit to Mike Hagedorn at Rova Junior Senior High School for having the willpower to come up with these programs. And we got a building construction program now. We have a mechanics program now. And from those programs, we got kids that are going to go out and work in construction right out of school. And they basically said, our path wasn't the 2 to 4 year route. Our path was to go out and use our hands and use our skills, and they're going to do that. We have a student who, through our auto program now, is going to, I think it's Northwest Ohio, Trent Shepherd, and he's going to work in high-performance motors. Wow. So, obviously, those are things that 4 years ago our kids didn't have the opportunity to do, and now they do, and now they're going to make a career out of it. So those things are great. You know, at the elementary building, our elementary teachers and kiddos do some incredible things, and today is the last day for their houses. So the houses are basically we put everyone in a house, all kids, first or kindergarten through six, they all go in the house together. So we build unity throughout the district or throughout the elementary, and our teachers get to see kids from first grade all the way through. And I know this morning my kids were one was sad because it was the last house day, and the other was it's the last house day, but he's going to junior high. So, but they all our kids are dressed up in their house colors this morning, and it's pretty impressive to see the unity that goes on at our elementary school.
You talk about celebrating the kids, and that's what it's all about. And one of the cool things you've done, we've talked about it before, with, you know, in different places, athletes are always celebrated. You sign your letter of intent, which is great. That's great. And in some cases, they're getting a scholarship to be able to continue their education because they happen to be good at a sport. But that also happens with kids academically. But and as you said, not everybody is meant for that. So, but you, these seniors, you take them and celebrate them. And I guess it also gives them some incentive of working hard and working toward whatever it is they're going to do, that you sit down and do an interview with them. It's on social media and celebrate whatever it is, whether they're going to school for athletics, for academics, for what they don't know, or if they're going into the military, which we need those kids as well, or like you said, going into a particular field.
So we May 1st, and this idea, I mean, I think other schools throughout the country probably do it too, but I was getting my haircut one day, and there's a cartoon, and it basically was a broadcast, like set up like a sporting event, but it was, they were recognizing a kid. The heading was, "What You'll Never See Happen in Schools." And it was two guys saying, hey, this is Johnny. He's got a 4.0 and does all this. Right. He's the head of the chess club, and he's going to Harvard. So I said, we can do that. So May 1st is always our day. We throw up our banners. We invite parents. We invite college reps. We invite anyone that wants to come and celebrate the accomplishments of our kids. And I spend a day with our kids interviewing, seeing, talking to them about what they're going to do in the future. And it's a great day to celebrate what our kids have accomplished and what they want to do in the future. And I always laugh at myself because I don't hide my facial expressions on my broadcast very well. They just come out. But we had a student who I knew what most of them were doing, but I couldn't figure out what she was going to do. And she said she was going into mortuary sciences, and my mouth just dropped. So, but yeah, we got some kids going to some pretty incredible places, and they deserve credit, and that's the day for us to do it.
Well, that by the way, Carl Sandburg College, they have a great program in mortuary science, and that is a really good business to be in if you've got the mentality for it. That's for sure. Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 superintendent, joining us here this morning talking about the second half of the school year. And we're going to talk about some things upcoming. One of the things you guys are going to be, we talked with John Asplund. They're doing it at District 205. You're one of a few districts in the area. A solar project. Talk about that and your involvement and what's going to be going on.
So we were put in for the state lottery for solar projects. And our card or number or whatever got drawn out. So east of our football field, in that field there, they're going to put in a solar farm. From that solar farm, they're going to run lines directly into our transformers at the elementary and at the high school. And we're going to buy our energy from a field next to our school. We have to buy energy anyway. The rate we got is going to be locked in for an extended period of time. And we can go up to 20, 25 years with this agreement. And it's going to look to save us some money, but in the end, it's at this point in time, I've told my board of education that we need to act like Rova is going to be here for another 30 years, 50 years. So we need to take steps to make that happen. And one of the things is to try to conserve costs in any way we can. And solar field is a way to do that. We feel confident that it's going in. We still have some paperwork things we're working out. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some things in there that in the contract that we didn't like arbitration is in California and things like that. But we'll work through those and get that done. But we're hoping to see that up and hopefully functional by next year sometime.
Any idea what kind of savings you may have and when, how soon that will happen?
So, I mean, I guess we should see some savings in our district now because we put in a brand new boiler and a brand new HVAC.
Right.
So that system is just put in. So, you know, predictions are predictions, estimates are estimates. So they can give you a number, doesn't mean it's always going to happen. But I think over a 20-year period, you're looking at somewhere around $1 million of savings in electrical.
So that's good.
As I explained to the board, if it's only $500,000, it's $500,000 we probably wouldn't save by playing the market. So we're excited to get that going, yeah.
Speaking of the old boiler, so you've been spending time with wrenches and blowtorches down there trying to get that thing out?
No, it's still down there. We just left it.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants to come in and take it,
that's a lot of scrap metal.
Yeah, we'll be glad to let you get that done.
Good luck with that. I mean, yeah, that thing, it's the size of a house.
Size of a house. It's incredible.
And it did its job for, more than how many, 50, no, that, longer than that, almost 70 years?
70 years,
Yeah, but you got the new one set and everything. What about projects? Any other? Obviously, you mentioned the chem lab. Any other infrastructure projects that'll be worked on over the summer?
So, the chem lab's our big one, but we got a couple other things going on. One of the things that, and I'm going to cheer the Rova Public Schools Foundation again. We had administration, and we have just hired some instructional coach positions to help our teachers out in any way they see fit. So. We took a tour of Carl Sandburg, and one of the things that we really liked about Carl Sandburg's setup was they have what they call a one-touch or one-button studio. And basically, it's a camera, recorder, the whole deal. And you come in, you press one button, camera kicks on, and you can do a presentation. We could have a kid for band who is playing the percussion come in and do a percussion, record it so they could see what they're doing and things like that. We just feel like it opens up our students to something else. And as I've said earlier, we may not be able to offer everything under the sun, but we have found innovative ways to give kids an opportunity to get something that they like so they know if they go to the next level, they can do that. And that started a couple years ago when we had a social media intern and we did that, and we have those today. And actually, one of my former ones is coming back for lunch today. He wanted to come in visit. So Grace Johnson lunch is on me today. But this One Touch Studio is going to allow them to do that. So someone that may want to be in broadcasting, we don't have a broadcasting class, but we're going to have a studio now. We could have someone that could get on camera and do those things. They could do weather reports and the whole deal. So we're really excited about that. Carl Sandburg was huge in helping us out, and we're going to put that together this summer and have it up and running for the start of the next school year.
It's a really great idea. I was even thinking like speech class, working on your speech and getting to see, it's like, okay, did I have good eye contact? Did I do the things I need to do to get a good grade on this?
Right. Yeah. And our kids, I mean, we have several kids at our school that run their own YouTube sites and videos and stuff. So it's just giving them an avenue to do something that they normally couldn't do. And so we're excited about it. We're ready to get it up and running and get it going and see what it can do.
Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sornberger joining us here this morning. Let's talk budget heading into the new school year. I know we talked to Steve Wilder yesterday, and apparently property taxes may be a little bit late. So it's money you know is going to come in, but he said, you know, it's like there's a possibility that the budget going into the year that I present may have a big deficit, but then we'll have a big windfall next year. But it's money you know is going to come in. Are you in that? Is that same situation with the whole county?
So that's interesting because I've been, when I got to Rova, one of the things that I discussed with our board and community is the fact that, you know, we look really good on paper, but in reality we don't, because we count that early tax money, which is supposed to go for the next school year. So I end a school year, you know, I went through my budget and we've bought things and we've spent our money, but then at the end I get like this $1 million that comes in the school district and I looked really, really good. But in reality, that money goes for the next fiscal year.
Yeah.
So we one of the issues we had is we were counting that money and spending it. Well, now we've got it set up, or we've tried to set it up to where we want that money in our fiscal year. So I don't want the early tax money. So while the rest of the superintendents have always counted that because it's always been there, I think when we talked the other day, this hasn't happened for 20 years. But this doesn't bother me because that's how I budgeted anyway. But when I get the early tax money, it makes me look better than I need to be. So, but we're better. We just had a budget, some budget stuff that we had to amend because we had our boiler project, and I put in the amount of money I thought it was going to be, and it was a little higher. The bids came back a little higher, but we amended that, and I had some other things. And there was some expenditure money that I had a little bit higher than it needed to be, so we fixed that problem, and that will put us closer to balance, if not balance. So, and that's me. The budget is a guess, and as I always tell everybody, I'd rather make a mistake on paper than a mistake in reality. So,
yeah, and then the new funding formula has not made it any easier because, you know, one, there's no state budget yet. Two, you still, yeah, it's amended, but do you know what you're going to get and when you're going to get it?
Well, and we're 10 days. We got 10, what is it, 10 days or so until they're out of session. Mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen these last 10 days? I will say this. I think this is the first year in a couple years that we haven't had to have a conference or meeting with media and everyone else to talk about where we're at. So, but you know, there's other things out there. There's other bills that scare me. And I know I'm a bit ridiculous, but there's a consolidation bill out there that I have talked with our representatives about. And my fear on that one is that the language basically states that 20 people selected by the governor get to decide which schools will go on the ballot for consolidation. And as I told them, I said, I don't want someone that's never stepped foot in my school district and doesn't know the great things that we do on a daily basis to decide whether or not we're on a ballot for consolidation.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I guess the only upside to it is that would be that the people in the district would get to vote. But even so, just the fact it would be forced, they would be forced to vote is what it comes down to.
Yeah. So that was one of the questions that Senator Weaver and I have been talking back and forth about. And I said, is this like a normal consolidation? Do we both get to vote? So if I vote it down and someone else votes yes, it doesn't pass? Or are you going to lump us together with someone else and then majority wins? And, you know, I've used the example with Senator Weaver is you know, if you would place us against or with someone that has a bigger population, we're going to lose. You know, and I'm nothing against Gelsberg and John Asplund. I've had conversations about this, and I always use them as an example. You got 30-some thousand people here. I got six.
Yeah.
So popular vote wouldn't work. And one of the things I find interesting in this is that this will come in during the general election when we're voting for president. So you can't tell me that people are going to go to the poll and be like, oh, this is what I'm voting for. No, you're either not going to like Trump or you're going to like Trump. Once you're done with that, the rest of the ballot doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, you're going to go through and go, oh, yeah, sure.
Right.
When really you haven't researched the things. And my question also with him is bonds. What do you do with bonds? Mm-hmm. So we have bonds out on our elementary building. If we consolidate with another school district, do those taxpayers pick up that bond? Because I'm sure people in another town or community do not want to pay for an elementary building in Oneida.
Yeah. Well, because there's been talk about that with some consolidations anyway with different districts. Like, well, hey, we don't want to pick up your debt.
Right.
You know, we're doing better than you, so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess you don't know if the powers that be have even considered these type of things.
Well, and that's one thing that I appreciate about our representatives is, you know, when there's something that comes up and we send a message to them, they get back to us and they're like, well, we didn't think about this, 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 and this. And I'm like, well, here's a Google Doc I'm going to share with you with all my concerns. Pick out which one you want to run with and go with it. But so, no, I mean, right now, the last 10 days, you know, they're talking pension cost shift again. They're talking all these things. So I have no idea. I mean, it's just one of those things we hear bits and pieces. And but, you know, for us, budget-wise, I think we're doing fine. So we're just going to move forward.
Well, we've had this discussion with all you guys. It's hard to hire good new teachers in this day and age. How many retirees do you have?
So I have well, and teachers are one, but personnel, quality personnel, support personnel.
Why don't we have this discussion about getting bus drivers?
Yeah, in. You know, Dale Grawl is graduating. He's finally graduating.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. He is retiring this year. We have Karen Dixon, who is a special ed aide in our district. She's retiring. Cindy Dillon, special ed aide in our district. She's retiring. And then in my office, Donna Larson, my bookkeeper, is retiring. And hard to replace those people. And I told my board of education, I said, if it's between me and Donna and you want to replace somebody, you better replace me because there's no way I can do what she does. So, you know, it's going to be sad to see people walk out the door, but, we're posting and trying to replace things, but you know, teachers aren't out there like they used to be. And I know you've probably heard every superintendent say that, but I remember one of the first positions that I put in for was a teaching job at a high school, social studies job at Alney High School in Alney, Illinois. There was 140 applicants for that position.
Wow.
I can have an elementary position posting now and get six special ed positions. One, maybe two.
Wow.
And we have a special ed high school position open now. And, you know, so we got the post out there and we're hoping to bring good people in, but it's a struggle. And especially in a small rural community like ours. And, you know, we work with people and try to get them to stay and be as happy as possible. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes there's, you know, some external things going on that make them go somewhere else. But, you know, my goal is to replace people that give our school the best opportunity to succeed for our kids, and that's what we tried to do.
Absolutely. Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Always appreciate your time, Joe. Hopefully you get a little time off at some point during the summer, maybe.
Well, we'll hope. We'll take a couple days, but, you know, I'm excited about summer, not the fact that people are gone, and I always tell anyone that says, hey, you ready for the summer? I'm not, because, you know, in my office, when you're dealing with numbers and issues like that, their frustration level gets high. And I can always count on walking out of my office, because my office is right next to the high school. I can walk out of my office, walk into my high school, walk down the hallway, talk to three or four kids, and I'm good. I understand what I'm there for and what my purpose is, and I can go back to my office and fight those numbers again and try to find ways, creatively ways to work with those. So, yeah, for me, losing the kids and having them go home is not the best time. And I'll finish with this. You know, we started a bass program, bass fishing program, and I know that some people out there are going, bass fishing? You got to be kidding me. But IHSA program. And we had four or five kids that started that program, and they graduated this last week. It was hard to see them walk across stage.
Yeah.
So I was so proud of them and the effort from what they did. And it just shows you some of the opportunities that these rural school kids have that others don't. And the interest that they have and what they put into it. And I always laugh because I don't know who is ever more excited about them catching fish, them or me. So, but those kids, I'll miss them like crazy, but, We'll bring in some more, and we'll keep doing great things. And I just appreciate the opportunity to come here and kind of talk about what we do in our community and what we do in our schools and the support that we have, because we truly do have some serious support in the Rova School District.
And you just wrapped up really good softball season. You got a young man at state high jump, right?
Yep, Mers is at high jump. We did a broadcast with him yesterday, so he's got a shot. I think he can get to the final day. He's got to jump one of his best jumps, but – So far, he's been able to do that in all the meets he's done. So, got a couple kids jumping 6'7", and I looked at him. I go, you do 6'7"? He's like,
ugh. What's he got to get, 6'4", to qualify? Price, or
well, qualified to get to state 6'1". Probably to get to day two, 6'3", 6'4", probably. Yeah, I think he can get 6'3". He's been close all year and senior year. I told him you got nothing to lose and everything to
gain. He'll be on the best surface he's jumped off of, which is good.
Guaranteed. Which is nice. Guaranteed,
Right, Joe, well, always thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.